Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many politicians know what it's like to lose a race. Some even know what it's like to lose badly, and often they leave political life. Not Althea Garrison, though. Since the 1980s, she's been running for various elected political offices. She's done it as a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent, mostly unsuccessfully, except for one time in the 1990s. And now, it looks like she is going to hold office once again. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Every week, 78-year-old Althea Garrison comes to the Boston Public Library to socialize or do research.
I don't do computers, I don't do technology, so I come here basically and look it up.
Right now, she's in the courtyard. Sometimes she listens to the radio.
Oh, my favorite talk show host is on.
136 here on the great WRKO, the voice of Boston, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay, my friends. Is Elizabeth Warren trying to spark a civil war?
They're talking about Senator Warren and other Democrats who have midterm elections coming up and who are critical of the president.
She now says that the president must be removed by invoking the 25th Amendment.
What do you think about that?
Well, they're using Trump to get reelected. And smart people would throw them the hell out of office.
Now becoming the target of death threats, even his daughter.
Garrison sympathizes with Trump. She voted for him, after all. Throughout our conversation, Garrison describes herself using various shades of conservative.
Basically a conservative, but I also have some liberal ideas. I was a Democrat, and I also have been a Republican. When I am a conservative. I am independent also.
Very conservative, very...
Next year, Garrison is expected to take Ayanna Pressley's place on the Boston City Council when Pressley goes off to Congress. Despite being ideological opposites, Garrison says she campaigned for Pressley.
I'll be basically honest. Because I was next in line to succeed on the council. I was the runner-up in last year's election. So I knew that if she got elected, I would take her seat, and everything worked out perfect.
Garrison got about 7% of the vote in last year's city council race, putting her in a distant fifth place for the at-large seats, and now in line to take Pressley's spot. This won't be the first time she gets to hold an elected office through serendipity. Back in 1992, she was elected to the Massachusetts State House in part because of a technicality. The Democratic incumbent didn't file his papers properly. Garrison only served one term. She was ousted by Democrat Charlotte Golar Ritchie. But despite being rivals, Golar Ritchie says she sees Garrison as inspirational.
I benefited from the fact that Althea Garrison broke down a barrier as a black woman. Yes, she was a Republican, but for me, she was a black woman elected to the 5th Suffolk District as state rep. I was the second black woman to be elected.
Garrison has run for a lot of public offices, virtually every election since 1982, often for multiple seats, but she wants to serve on the city council the most.
It's one of my dreams come true.
What are your other dreams?
That I keep to myself because it might come out on some newspaper, fake news.
Garrison is clearly suspicious of the media and rarely gives interviews. It's warranted. Back in 1992, a Boston Herald reporter confronted her with public records that indicated Garrison once went by a man's name. But Garrison has never identified as transgender, and some believe the public outing by the media contributed to her loss the next term.
You can't just say anything. That's what damaged the news media because a lot of times they say things or write things and they don't even know what they're talking about.
And do you think that hurt you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No. I'm still standing strong. I just feel sorry for Trump. I really do. What they're doing to him shouldn't be allowed.
In any case, many people's qualms with Garrison stem from some anti-LGBT sentiments she held in the past, like when she was opposed to same-sex marriage. But now Garrison says she doesn't care what people thought she believed before.
I treat everybody equal. Like the gay rights saying, everybody's equal. No special privileges with me. I actually don't like special privileges.
As city councilor, she says her priorities are to tackle homelessness and take care of seniors. Golar Ritchie, the woman who unseated Garrison after her term in the Massachusetts House, says that Garrison's strength is her visibility.
She was known for showing up at every community meeting, and her constituents really appreciated her presence in those meetings. She cared about constituent services.
When Garrison is around the library, a lot of people recognize her. They debate her or say hi, ask how she's doing. Dennis Jackson beams when he sees her walking out of the library. He's known Garrison for 40 years.
I respect her because she's not a politician. If she waffles and becomes a Democrat or one of those knuckleheads, I won't be her friend anymore.
As for Garrison, she's really excited to get on the city council and represent a conservative point of view. She says when all is said and done, she plans to write a book. The working title?
Althea Did It Her Way.
Is that a playoff of Frank Sinatra?
No, it's not. It's just I do things my way.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.